Prominent Floridians, usually known for their conservative views, called loudly for immigration reform on Wednesday in one of the nation's many Day of Action events designed to persuade Congress to take up the legislation. Reporter Rick Stone has the story.
In a conference call with state reporters, business leaders said the outdated and restrictive immigration system is eroding productivity and competitiveness by denying employer access to willing and capable foreign workers. That was the complaint from Associated Industries, the Chamber of Commerce, and a citrus grower named Steve Johnson.
When it's time for us to pick, we need to pick. And so it's important for us to have the labor here.
Data from a survey on immigration were released. The numbers suggest big majority of Floridians support immigration reform behind secure borders, and they would vote for a presidential candidate from a party that supports immigration reform. But the survey from the Partnership for a New American Economy also found only 7% of state voters would cast votes only for immigration reform supporters. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.
In related news, a Miami Beach tattoo artist is using crowdfunding to help human trafficking victims in Miami and across the country. WLRN intern Constanza Gallardo tells us how the artist is helping these victims.
The U.S. Department of State estimates 20,000 people are trafficked into the U.S. every year. These victims can get tattoos from captors and pimps. Amor Sierra is a tattoo artist in Miami Beach who removes and covers these tattoos for free. She partnered with the organization called For Her in North Dakota that is working with victims across the country. She wants to raise $15,000 through a crowdfunding website called GoFundMe.com. The money will be used to fly some of the victims to her tattoo studio in Miami Beach. Her GoFundMe page is 3 months old and has raised more than $800. I'm Constanza Gallardo in Miami.
Health officials have confirmed a case of locally acquired dengue fever in Miami-Dade County. The Florida Department of Health says, however, the patient has fully recovered. Dengue fever is a virus transmitted by mosquitoes. Its symptoms include high fevers and severe muscle and joint pain. There is no specific medication or vaccine for the virus. Dengue fever is widespread in other parts of the world, but local officials hope to contain it wherever it appears in the United States. 24 cases of dengue fever have been confirmed so far in Florida this year in patients who had recently traveled to South America and the Caribbean. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.